Hi friends, this week I'm going to teach you how to be yourself. I'm going to teach you how to find yourself. I'm going to teach you how to go into and start being yourself and everything wrapped up in it. Because there's so much confusion online about how to find yourself and discover who you are. This episode is going to clear up all the confusion you have around it and be the actual steps you need to find yourself, feel like you are who you are, you know who you are, and start walking into it. And right now, if you feel lost, good. The only way to find yourself is to lose yourself first. I'm going to give you everything you need to know about being your damn self and not caring about it. And I'm so hyped about this and so excited because I've had so much clarity recently around all of this. And for the past few months, I've felt like I've lost myself. And I'm sure all of you have noticed in my past few podcasts, something's just off. I was not me. And that's one thing I want to warn you about is when you find who you are and you start discovering it and you start being yourself, for you to not be yourself will drain you. You will feel like you are dying inside. So if you notice something seems off and something just don't seem right, literally come back to this video anytime you need it. When you feel like you're depressed, when you feel like you're just drained and tired, this is how to get back on track. So everything that's just become very clear to me that got me back on track, and I know you can already feel it, I'm about to share with you in this episode. But like I said, if you feel lost, there's nothing wrong with it. You're in the perfect situation right now for everything to get better and change and improve. Your relationship with yourself is about to change. Trust. I do have a little secret I'm going to tell you about of something I've been working on. So we know how I launched merch, right? Well, I've been working on a rebrand, like a full rebrand of everything that I've been making clothing wise. And my first collection of Leo Skeppy collection, like the actual brand, not merch anymore, is coming out on December 10th. But if you're watching this before then, I'm going to give you access before everybody else. So right now it's doing pre-orders, but if you want to get into the site before everybody gets a chance to get in there, I'm doing this for my podcast first. So everybody who listens right when this comes out, you're getting the inside scoop. This first drop is just a taste of what my clothing line is gonna be. Like, it's just the first little like introduction to it. All the quality is different. My whole manufacturer is different. Everything is custom. Like, I've been so hands-on in everything. The quality is impeccable. The designs are all in my control now. I can control every aspect of everything. And just know, everything to do with customer service is different. Returns are now accepted. There's a lot better everything to do with this. So like I said, transitioning from merch to brand, if you wanna be in the first portion of it and see what I've come up with. The website is leoskeppycollection.com. I'll put it in the description, but the password to get in early is LS2.0, like Leoskeppy 2.0, because this rebrand is nuts. So like I said, this first little drop is just to give you a taste of the direction that things are going. My clothing is everything I cannot find, and the first collection is chronically unimpressed because that's what we are. But my biggest goal behind this clothing line is to make clothes that make you feel strong. That's how I base my style around. So I wanted to make these things. Like, everything I can't find that I want to buy, I'm just starting to make it. So if you want early access, I just gave you the password. It's LS2.0, and the link will be in the description where you can go shop. And under that, I will leave the link to my tour for my live podcast I'm going to be doing on confidence. So if you want to start the new year off right with me, yelling at you, flipping your whole mindset around confidence and literally instilling it into you, get you a ticket. And I'll see you starting January 5th. We're kicking off the new year right. Okay, now let's jump into finding yourself. And the biggest thing that's going to clear up a lot of confusion that people talk about online is what I've found is you cannot define yourself by yourself. So if you're trying to find yourself and discover yourself in isolation, it's not going to work. You're going to run yourself stupid. It's literally going to be a little rat race circle running around the same track. You're never going to get anywhere, and you're never going to be able to define yourself by yourself. You need to go out and be around people and experience contrast. Other people in life are your way of revealing and discovering who you are. You need to be around people and have experiences because it becomes very clear when it's not inside you, when it's a mirror reflected outside of you. What do you like about certain people? What personality traits do you like? What character traits and personality traits do you not like? What do you see that you want? How do you see that you want to be? You get all of this by experiencing other people. And it's not that you're faking your personality and like building your personality around certain things. What you resonate with will just fit. You will just feel it. And if you listen to this podcast, you're aware enough to know how to reflect and discover what's like a shadow and what's actually one of your desires and who you truly are. What do you resonate with? What actions, what character traits, what values do you resonate with that you see in other people? What people do you want to pull close to you? And what people do you want to push away from you? And find out what it is about them you want to push away or pull close. This is going to give you all the information you need about who you are. And then I'm going to tell you what to do with it. But just remember me saying, you cannot discover yourself by yourself. If you want to find out who you are, get around people and literally treat it like an experiment, and you're collecting data, you're gathering information, you're seeing what feels like you. Like when you see it outside of you, what do you resonate with? What feels like you when you see other people dress, talk, act, or just be a certain way? What feels like comfortable, familiar, like you? What do you resonate with? And keep note of all of this. Also keep note of everything you do not like and things that you do not want around you and things you don't want to be. So the reason you want to do all of this is because it's going to reveal your beliefs and your values. And a lot of people talk about your beliefs are who you are. I'm going to take it a different avenue because it's true, but it's like the whole your thoughts create your reality shit. No, they don't. Like your actions do. Your thoughts influence your actions, but people forget to add that point. They just say thoughts, reality. That's what makes it. Your beliefs, that's not what makes it. Your beliefs and what you value is who you are. So my point here is get very clear on what it is you value. What character traits, what everything do you value about other people, about yourself, and about life? Because as soon as you find out what you value, that is what you're going to use to base your life around. You're going to become what you value, and who you are is going to be constructed by taking actions in line with those values. So I'm going to list off a couple of my top values, and you're going to see how this all kind of plays out. And then I'm going to go a little bit further with it, like to figure out what you want to do with life, how you want to be, how everything is, like what you truly feel. Like all of this is going to fall in line as soon as you find your values. So here's a couple of mine, and then we're going to like dive into it. So honesty, being straight up, being genuine, being honest, that is one of my values. That is one of my top values. Being reliable to myself and other people is another one of my top values. Being physically fit and healthy, that's a value of mine. I like that. Being strong, I think that's my top value, is being strong. And that's what I've had to reconnect with recently, where I haven't felt like myself. I have not been in my strength and tapped into my personal power as much. I've been too fucking nice and I'm sick of it. I'm back to strength and power. And that's what feels like me. It's not me to be weak. When I'm over here trying to be so like sweet and caretake everybody and understanding, I'm that to a certain extent when it's fostered with the strength. When you just try to be like weak, in my opinion, it was draining me. It was sucking the life out of me. Being strong is my number one value. And I don't just mean physically strong. Yes, duh, I like to be strong. Who doesn't? But I'm talking about emotionally strong, mentally strong. Every single aspect of life, just being strong and solid. That is my top value. Another one of my top values is my personal peace and my own sanity. And a couple things that go in line with that are sleep and energy levels. Those are two values of mine where my sleep is something I value so I can have energy. And making sure I'm well rested gives me personal peace. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel strong and able to handle everything. So these all kind of like tie into each other, but I'm going to tell you how I structure my life up around all of these in a second. Now, another thing I really value is knowledge, learning, and growth, even when it's uncomfortable. That's where the strength kind of plays into that. I value growth and learning and progression and development of myself mentally, emotionally, and physically. Like I value growth and knowledge so much. And my last little value I want to bring up in this, I have so many more. Like I probably have like 50 that are my top values, but being courteous is a very, very big value of mine. I don't care what the situation is. Being courteous and being sweet, kind, considerate, and just a caring human being is a big value for me for many reasons. The reason I wanted to explain some of these top values is because I'm going to tell you how I go about daily life and how I structure my life around this to give myself a sense of self and to give myself a life. And my family is also on that list, but I feel like that's just a given, you know? But with honesty, that's one thing I base my life around. So for someone that doesn't know who they are, if you value honesty, you have to go start being honest. You have to be honest about the way that you feel, what you want, what you like, what you don't like. You have to just start being a lot more honest with yourself and with people. And your entire life is going to change. Your entire self is going to change. It's not going to be the most comfortable thing when you start living in line with your values. But what it's going to do is bring you into your sense of self so strong, no one can knock you out of it. You're literally going to have like the most peace of mind, happiness, fulfillment, everything in your life is going to feel better and just good. You're not going to question yourself because you live in line with your values. You're not going to question your life. You're not going to question your decisions and your actions because you're going to run them through this filter. Getting clear on all of your values gives you a filter to run every decision by. So, like I said, honestly, if that's one of your values, for this situation, if you're wondering, how am I going to handle this? I don't know who I am. Well, you value honesty. So you're going to handle this situation and this conversation with honesty. You're going to be straight up. You're going to be direct. And you're going to tell the truth because that's what you value. If you value honesty, run your decisions and everything you're going to say, do, and how you're going to act through that filter. Are you going to be honest? Yes or no? Are you going to be yourself? Yes or no? Living in line with your value is how you find yourself. That's one thing that's going to help you get a better idea of how to handle things and what to kind of do in any given situation. You have this filter now. That's why I'm saying, like, literally list out what your top values are and base your life around it. Like, commit to living your life in these values that you hold. The next value I talked about was being reliable. You're going to have to be reliable to yourself if that's something you value. If you don't value it, that's okay. This is just one of my values. So the way that I structure my life around this is I value being reliable to myself. That comes in many forms, many shapes and sizes. Do you do what you say you're gonna do? Do you have your own back? Do you stand up for yourself? Do you make sure you do what you need to do? If this is one of your values and you do not live in it, you're gonna feel like you're drained and the life is being sucked out of you. It's gonna suck to go and live in this while you go through the change of like being reliable to yourself with the discipline aspect of everything, but it's gonna feel way better. You're not gonna feel drained anymore. And as soon as you like make that break and start going, it's like that momentum all of a sudden will like shoot and you'll like just be living in your value and you'll be living in who you are and have a clear sense of self. And your actions are gonna be based so differently around that. So if there's something you want in this life, if you value being reliable, are you going to show yourself you can trust yourself to put your ass behind it and make sure you get it? And the other aspect of being reliable is to other people and the people you love and care about. I am someone who I value being reliable and I value reliable people. When I need them, they're there. And they know when they need me, I'm there. I will prioritize what I need to do. I will move things around to be able to be there for those that I care about. A friend of mine had surgery the other day and I had a whole day planned of all the things I needed to do. But I value being reliable to my friend's health, safety, and well-being over some work shit that I can do later and reschedule. I moved everything I needed to do to go and be there for my friend and take care of her. I was a nurse for 3 years, and also I can physically protect people. So taking them to and from a surgery center, when someone is not in the right state of mind, they're coming off anesthesia, getting them in an Uber is not safe. They're vulnerable, okay? So me being reliable also comes with being protective. That's another like one of my values. But for me to not do that, I would have felt guilt. I would have felt like shit. I would have not liked how I felt about myself had I not been there for my friend because of the thing that I value. This is where I'm saying all your values are gonna guide you. So I put everything to do with work aside. That's not life or death. I got to it later and I handled it all. But like, when there's a dire situation or something needs to be prioritized, prioritize it by what you value. I value work and doing everything I need to do. I value being reliable more to the people I care about's well-being. It's just over that. It's not that I don't care about this anymore. It just is a priority. My next value of being physically fit and healthy. Going to the gym, exercising. It doesn't even have to be going to the gym. If you value your physical health and being physically fit and you value the way that you look, you're going to have to put effort into these things. If you do not, you're going to feel bad, depressed, sad, drained, like I said. So this is how you can structure your life around what you value. And you know it's the right thing to do because you value it. You can trust that. You can trust your own judgment. So you know to start making some kind of routine for exercising, getting out and doing whatever you need to do to get that value met of like physical health and exercise. Also, with physical health, start eating better. Take care of yourself. Take a multivitamin. Like, make sure you're giving your body what it needs. And also, if you value like looking a certain way and looking put together and being taken serious, that's something I value a lot. Put the effort in. Do your skincare, do your clothes, do your hair. Make sure everything looks good. Put the effort in. And a lot of people think that like when you start putting effort into things when you're already tired, you're so used to putting effort into things and feeling more drained. When you put effort into the things that you value, into being yourself, you get motivated by it. It's like, that's not wasted energy. So don't be sitting here looking at it like, oh, there's no point. It's useless. It's not. And I'm speaking from experience because the first few days are going to suck. How you feel a week after living in line with your value and who you are, the energy level you're going to have is 10 times different. You're drained because you're not living according to your values. And I'm going to keep saying that because I need everybody to get it. And this is something that hit me in the head so hard recently, of like something I've just gone through. And I feel so back on my game. Like, I've been drained for the past few months. I've been so just tired and sluggish. Kicking back into this, girl, ready to go. Don't give a fuck about shit. I literally am like so back in my strength and so back in myself. You can't sway me. I'm not emotional anymore like I was. I'm not sensitive. I'm not being weak. Like, my life is structured around me being me and supporting that. I'm back to being unfuckwithable. And I'm happy as hell. Oh, this feels good. Now, the next value I talked about was strength, right? Like, being strong is something I value. How would a strong person handle whatever it is you're facing? Whether it's a breakup, someone crossing your boundary, someone messing with you, you being extremely upset or feeling hurt or going through something devastating, or your life just not going right. What action is strong to take? What feels strong for you to do personally? When you live in line with that value, you know how to handle everything. You're gonna have this boost when you rely on yourself and create yourself by living like this. You're gonna know how to handle everything. And strong people do not behave certain ways. And I'm not going to nitpick and give you examples, but cut the weak shit. If you value strength, start acting strong. Start taking actions that strong people would take. Take actions that make you feel strong. Even if it's like something other people wouldn't do, you got your own fucking idea of it. You know what to do. Start taking actions in line with strength. And if you want to help bring yourself strength, surround yourself with things that make you feel strong. Like, buy things and decorate with things that make you feel strong and solid, and dress in a way that makes you feel strong. Your environment and how you look and the things that you're around dictate a lot about your mood. And if you can help yourself feel more strong by like listening to certain music or watching certain things, do it. Conjure up that feeling and go with it. Take actions in line with that. And think thoughts in line with strength. Over here beating yourself up, being insecure, seeing how you're not good enough, that's not strong. That's emotionally weak. Not being able to handle the way that you feel, taking actions based solely off of how you feel, is weak. Feeling something, being logical about it, seeing it, and deciding your reaction is strong. Weak people just react. Strong people feel things also, but they choose their reaction. But one more piece with the strength thing. If you're trying to express yourself in a certain way or do something or try something, if you value strength, you're gonna have to do it. You're gonna have to face risks and face rejection and face things that feel uncomfortable because you wanna live in line with that value. It's not gonna be fun, but you're strong enough to do it, is what I wanna reassure you of. Like, if you have the value of strength and being strong, you're meant for it. Now go goddamn do it. So the next little example was my personal peace value and sleep and valuing my energy levels. I have to be very selective with what I do. I value my sleep, so I do things to make sure I get good sleep. I dictate my life around making sure I'm well rested. And even if I don't get an opportunity because I'm busy to sleep like a long time, like 8 hours, if I can only sleep like 7 or like 6.5, I make sure I get deep sleep. Very deep, very good. No disturbance. Phone is not gonna ring. Phone is not gonna make a sound. It's muted and on do not disturb. My lights are going to be off. There's going to be no light in my bedroom. I'm going to be so deep in sleep. The AC is going to be kicking. It's going to be cold as shit. I'm going to be nice and bundled up. I'm not going to have caffeine at least 10 hours before I go to bed. I'm not smoking. I'm not doing any stimulants before, like a good while before I go to sleep, because I want to make sure I get good deep sleep if it's not going to be a full amount. But even if I'm going to get a full amount of sleep, I still don't do these things because I want to make sure the quality of sleep is good, because I value the energy level. I value the sleep. I value the personal peace, and I value the energy. So doing things that are going to give you energy is next. Don't waste your time on stupid bullshit that's going to cost you energy. If something is going to cost you energy and it's not productive, it's not getting you nowhere, it's not getting you anything, cut that shit. You got to be selective with your energy. Very selective. I have a full podcast episode about that. And that dictates a lot of what I do and don't do, who I will and won't hang out with, what events I do and don't attend. If something seems like draining to me, or I get there and it's draining, I'm out. I'm selective with my energy because I value it. I like to have a high level so I can put it into what I want to put it into. Energy is not just this thing that's like everlasting. You go to the gas station and just pump more in yourself. No, it's not like gas. You can't just get it. So when you have it, you got to be selective with where you put it and put it into the things that you value, like I said. And the other thing with personal peace, with all of that, is like taking care of myself, but also mentally making sure I'm okay. Having relatively a simplistic routine schedule, things like my uniform that I wear, like I wear the same things all the time. I've started to like change it up a little bit, but it's all the same stuff, just like different designs, different accessory, whatever. That gives me peace of mind because it's simple. I like things to be clean. I like nice, clean, simple. Like that makes me feel peaceful. It makes me feel comforted. The way I check in with myself, the way I handle my emotions, the way I have time set aside to be there for myself, because I need myself and you need you too. Like you need to have time in like solitude at certain times, not always, but like you need to have time to take care of yourself and make sure you're okay and you're attended to so that you can continue forward. Like personal peace, mental clarity, and emotional and mental stability is a value. So you got to act in line with it. You got to make time for it. You have to do that thing. And that's why I write a lot. Like I will have like, I have a notebook and I just like write what I'm feeling out. And I'll go in my notes app in my phone if I'm in public, and I'll like sit with myself for a minute and like get out what I'm feeling, get clear on the decision that I'm making, get the emotion out of the way so I can see clearly and do what I need to do and take the action that is in line with my value, not just what I feel at the time. The personal peace thing is going to take many different like views, and it's going to look a lot different for a lot of people. Like you have to figure out what makes you feel peaceful and good and calm if that's something that you value. Some people can just run around in chaos and be perfectly fine. I don't like how it makes me feel clouded and like weird, and like I need mental and emotional stability. So I do what I can to give myself that when it's not like that. Because like I said, I want to take actions that go through this filter of what I value to remain and stay in line with myself, my higher self, whatever you want to call it. Being your damn self. This is how to do it. But also with personal peace, you might have to cut off some people and stop going to certain things and stop doing certain activities that take away your peace. And I'm not saying you need to isolate yourself. Don't be a sensitive little bitch and just go like isolate yourself like everybody else does. This whole healing era. I'm going to do a whole episode about your healing era is fucking over. But I'm not saying isolate yourself. I'm just saying if there's a thing you need to go to and you're like, oh, I'm anxious, I don't want to go. Go to the goddamn thing you know you need to do. If it's in line with your values, do it. But if there's certain things you see no good outcome and it's like it's not even worth trying, just stop doing it. Like, if you know what something's like, if you know what an experience is like or a certain person, get away from it. Get over it. Like literally let it go and protect your peace. And protecting your peace does not look like not doing a certain thing so you can go home and cry in the bed. You're going to go protect your peace and your energy and put it into what you need to do. So that maybe that's a time to reflect. Like maybe like if you're not going to do something, but you're gonna go home and cry, something's actually upsetting you, that's the time you need to be honest about how you're feeling with whatever's going on and communicate some shit. That's another value of mine is communication. We're not gonna go down that road. I'll be here for 3 hours. But my next little example for my value was knowledge and growth. So if that's something I value, that's something I need to be fostering. That's where people ask like hobbies and what do I do with my time? I don't know what I like. If you know you value knowledge, go learn shit. Figure out what you like to learn about and do it. Spend your time doing it. Read about it. Go to events about it. Watch movies about it. Meet people who also share that interest. It's going to give you something to base what you do with your time around. And I always feel such a drag and like I feel down or like not that great when I'm not expanding my mind and learning things. And I'm not even saying like learning, you have to go read a book. Maybe you just learn about yourself and you reflect on yourself. Why do I do these certain things? Do shadow work. Do what you gotta do to get a better understanding of anything. And when I do that, I feel like I'm gaining knowledge. Gaining awareness feels like gaining knowledge, and it's expansive. I like that feeling when I'm not doing things that are letting me access that feeling and developing my mindset and like my knowledge base. I feel drained. I feel like shit. So that's something that I personally do every single day, is something to learn something or get a new perspective or just reflect on something, understand something better. That's something that I have to do to feel good, because it's such a big value of mine. So that's another example of like something that you value, how it can take place and take up time in your life to actually be doing it. Because when people see you and look at you from the outside, you have a sense of self. You know that you value this thing and you do these activities around this. So you're not going to feel like you don't have a life. Like, you're going to be in what you're doing, and like people are gonna see you as a very like contained and like busy person. And I think that's where a lot of people think that they have no life and no sense of self, because they don't know what to do. You know what to do. Well, I'm teaching you what to do. Now you really know what to do. Find your values and go do it. I did mention a big value of mine is my family. So recently, since I've been like knocked in the head with all of this about being yourself, I've been talking to my family a lot more. I've been going to see them a lot more. I have another trip planned to go see them at the end of this month. I'm taking the steps to live in the thing I value and foster these relationships and spend time with these people. And I'm not drained by it. I'm excited by it. I'm happy again with so many things. And that's another one where if it's something you value, you got to put your ass behind it. You got to do it and make time for it. It's totally fine to do that. And if there is something that you value that a lot of people think is a waste of time, like me sitting down and reflecting and like going into my brain, a lot of people see it as a waste of time. They're a dumb shit, because this is what I do for a living, is explain emotions and human psychology on a level people can't access. I have to sit down and discover it to be able to talk about it. So that's what I mean. Like, don't worry about other people, what they think about what you're doing with your time. And if there are certain things that you enjoy doing that are actually like a waste of time, time you enjoyed wasting is not wasted time. Who gives a fuck if people think what you're doing is a waste? You know why you're doing it. Maybe you're getting enjoyment out of it. Maybe you feel good. Maybe it's just to take care of yourself. Who cares if people don't understand it? Do it for you and stop fucking caring. Give it up. Stop trying to be nice and considerate to people and caring about how they feel when they don't care about how you feel. They don't give a shit how you feel when they're over here criticizing what you're doing. They're not trying to understand why you're doing it and what you're getting out of it. They just want to make fun of you for it. They can eat shit and die. How about that? Because I really will be damned if anyone's going to come into my life and tell me what I'm doing for my own sanity and peace is dumb or stupid. You're dumb and stupid. Go talk to someone else. Because I will swing. And my last value I talked about with being courteous. That's a big one. And if you ever wonder how to go into a certain situation, if being courteous is something you value, do it. If you're having a bad day, you will lose yourself if you don't act in line with the thing that you value. If you're having a bad day and you're looking for an excuse to not be considerate and polite to people, and you just lash out and act a certain way because you're just emotional, that's weak, remember? But that's not living in accordance with your values. So even if you're having a bad day, I'm still courteous. I'm still nice. Even if something is inconvenient, I'm still polite about it. Like, when things go wrong and I handle situations, I'm very polite and courteous. But this gives me peace of mind to act how I want to act after you piss me off. Like, I always start out courteous. I always start out sweet and kind. When it's taken for granted, and when I see someone is discarding the way that I feel, when I'm showing nothing but consideration for how they feel and what they're going through, I'm gonna match that shit. And I'm gonna walk away with no guilt, because I started out as me. I lived in accordance with my values, but I also value reciprocity. So if you're not gonna reciprocate my consideration for your feelings, I'm not gonna consider yours. But people don't like that. People don't like when you treat them how they treat you. When you're gonna be an asshole to me, it's fine, it's dandy. When I'm an asshole back, you're over here, you don't care how I feel. But as soon as I don't care how you feel, then it's a problem. Well, let's have a problem then. But always starting out courteous is going to give you that peace of mind when you do tell someone to go fuck themselves, or you do lash out, or you are kind of like rude. You started by considering their feelings. You didn't get that back. So you're free to do what you want. And that's how I genuinely don't question myself when I do stand up for myself, because I know I gave it a fair, genuine shot to handle this politely, courteously, and nice. How that goes is up to them. It takes two to tango. Like, if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. If you're nasty to me, I'm an ass to you. And I think that's one thing that baffles people the most about me, is because I am so incredibly strong and cutthroat, but I am very courteous and sweet. And it's weird. And people never know what side they're going to get of me, but it's always nice. Like, I'm always courteous and sweet until I feel discarded or I feel like someone's being inconsiderate. Like, if you meet that side of me, you met it for a reason, bitch. I always start out courteous, like I said. I think I've given you guys enough examples to make this very clear and give you a better sense of self and how to be yourself, because you get clear on what your values are and you run every action and thought and behavior through this filter of, is this in line with these values? If it's not, it doesn't pass. You don't do it that way. You find something that goes in line with your values. And this is not an easy thing. This is not just the, oh, like, go be an asshole, go be yourself. Like, everybody makes it seem like, oh, you just wake up one day and you're just yourself. Nope, this is a discovery process. And this is very uncomfortable because you're not used to living in line with this if you don't know who you are. But as soon as you discover your values, get ready for your entire life to change and everyone around you to change and how they treat you to change and how they look at you to change. It's all going to be for the best, but your current reality is going to break. Everything you know, everything you do, it's going to break. Not everything. Most things. Because you're already living in line with your values somewhat. But as soon as you really commit to living in line with your values and like really commit to being yourself, it's not an easy task. But as soon as you do, you're good. You're set. You are going to be more than fine. And I want you to come back to this video if you actually implement this in a few months. The version of you commenting now is not going to be the version of you that comes back and comments later. But please do it so I can see it. If you're interested in the first shop of my clothing, like I said, I will leave the link in the description for the early access code. And if you're watching this after December 12th, there's most likely clothes available. I don't know, because everything sold out last time I did a merch drop. So now that I'm doing a clothing drop, I don't know how it's going to go. But it's pre-orders for a little bit, and then things will be available. My next drop is in March of 2024. And just you wait, because like I said, this is just a taste of the direction this is going. Tickets to my live podcast on confidence, my tour, my little mini tour for now. We're going to add more dates next year. Don't worry. The link for tickets is in the description also. I will also leave all my social media and everything you need from me. If you found this video helpful and you're watching it on YouTube, or you're part of the Sunday Service gang and you're watching this on Sunday, leave this video a thumbs up and hit subscribe if you're new, because I'll help you with everything. And if you're listening to the audio version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leave this podcast a 5-star rating. Just go on down there and do it right now. Thank you so much. Love you. But that is all I've got for this week's episode. Go be yourself, okay? Start with that. But also be safe and take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.